Hello, I'm James Dennis Stringer. Usually, when you love a movie, you relate to the characters or story in a personal manner. Perhaps you see yourself in the protagonist or know what they're going through, or if it's a franchise film, you love it because you follow said series. This tends to be the case for myself as well. However, this week's movie is one of my absolute favorites, and I've no idea why. The original version of Disney's The Parent Trap. If you're only familiar with the 1998 remake, the baseline story is more or less the same. Two girls, one, Sharon McKendrick of the Boston upper crust, and the other, Susan Evers, a classically California girl, go to summer camp in the East Coast, and on meeting, in passing, realize they look all too similar. After a series of 13-year-old grade altercations, they are punished by their camp counselors by being made to spend the rest of camp together in the same tent. One way or another, they find out they have a lot in common, not just in interests, but in their parents. They are identical twins, separated by divorce. Realizing that neither mother nor father remarried, they strive to change places and reunite their families, but it's not nearly as simple as that. The movie shines in every aspect. You've got Hayley Mills pulling double duty as both Sharon and Susan, and giving each role just enough differentiation to be unique in both portrayals. A great thanks is also owed to her body double, Susan Henning, a fashion model and dancer who otherwise didn't act, but certainly pulled her weight here just as well as Mills. And Ub Iwerks, special effect guru at the Disney Studios, who pulled off the effect of doubling Miss Mills with absolute finesse, which should have netted him a competitive Academy Award. Further, her co-stars, the inimitable Maureen O'Hara and Brian Keith as parents Maggie and Mitch, are in great form. Separately, O'Hara is charming and warm, and Keith is rugged and kindly. But when they meet again, later in the film, they go from abrasive to tender, slowly but surely, genuinely feeling like a couple on the mend. No Disney movie is complete without a villain, and this is no different, with Joanna Barnes playing interloping gold digger Vicki Robinson, who has her claws in Mitch. Barnes plays her with all the smooth, stalking nastiness of a wicked stepmother in the make. But when she meets her match with the twins, outright villainy becomes the order of the day. Also, keep watch for a cavalcade of character actors on display here. Charlie Ruggles, Kathleen Nesbitt, Una Merkel, Nancy Culp, and that's just for starters. If you love vintage Hollywood, not just vintage Disney, you will love this film. The real linchpin of it is writer-director David Swift, whose dialogue has all the charm of a storybook when it's nice and all the spark of an acid-soaked whip when it's confrontational. But that being said, he's a director who makes such a fanciful story seem totally believable. He brings to this film all the joy he brought in Pollyanna and all the quick wit he later perfected in the film adaptation of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Again, I am not this film's target audience. I'm a man, I have no twin, and my parents have been happily married for nearly 40 years. But I love this movie. It's a film I never get tired of watching, and it's got everything one would want from a Disney film. Scratch that, from any film. A wonderful story, excellent actors, note-perfect direction, brilliant effects, and all wrapped up in one flick. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, I hope you enjoy The Parent Trap. The Parent Trap is available on DVD and Blu-ray from Walt Disney Studios Home Entertainment and streaming worldwide on Disney+.